Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
This week on Bowling with Favre, we got the legendary Dr. Phil.
Hey, this is Dr. Phil. Check out Bowling with Favre on any platform that you listen to your podcast. You do not want to miss it.
And coming up on next week's show, Tuesday the 30th, we're joined by rock legend and always outspoken, my friend, Ted Nugent. Subscribe now everywhere you get your podcasts or stream the show for free at podcastone.com.
All right, Stromer back in studio.
So fun to be here. So fun to see you do your diagnostic genius on door closing technology, and you did it like a magician, for God's sakes.
Yeah. You think Ty Pennington could do that?
Heck no.
Hell to the no. So we're getting some real-time demonstrations
here.
Yes,
sir.
And we're getting some door hanging. We're getting some faucet squeaking and some cabinet backing. First, I'll tell you about blindsgalore.com. Friends and family sale. It is happening right now, up to 50% off of custom blinds and shades. One of their biggest sales of the year and won't last forever. Visit blindsgalore.com today. Blinds Galore believes you deserve high quality, custom built blinds and shades and shutters. Nothing gets made until it's ordered. Family owned and run company for over 20 years. Has covered over 2 million windows. New Build a Blind tool lets you create and customize and see exactly what they're going to look like right on the screen before you buy. Expert customer care. The team over there is first class and top notch. I've done every window opening in my home and Dr. Drew's and my shop as well. They'll help you every step of the way online or over the phone. It's blindsgalore.com, right, Matt?
Visit blindsgalore.com today and let them know we sent you. Shop like you're part of the family with 50% off during Blinds Galore's Friends and Family sale that's going on right now. That's blindsgalore.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Master Carpenter, who's here to help you out? If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house. Ace on the house. Ace on the
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. If you're on mandate, get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House, a big day. Stromer back in studio.
Get it on. Hot live in studio. Get it on. Huh?
Yeah, man.
I told you, like when I walked in, I felt like I was seeing some sort of an icon, a movie star, like a Paul Newman type.
Well, you know, many have made the... Oh, actually, no one's ever made the comparison. What are you working on, Stromer?
Well, I'm working on trying to come away with an understanding as to how OPEC and oil prices can be so similar to plywood that's 5/8, 4x8 sheets being $67 a sheet today when I bought it.
Well, interesting. So I just got back from Nashville and I got back from Florida late last night. And, you know, when you drive through Nashville and you drive through Florida – Or you drive through Tennessee and Florida, you'll see all the gas prices start with a 2.
Right.
Then you get out to California, they'll start with a 4.
That's right.
So I don't know what we do. I know there's some stuff about we add something to the California mix out here because we need the cleaner air. And I know there's something about taxes because, you know... By the way, the ironic thing is that when you drive through Florida, there's no state income tax, right, and the roads are 1,000 times better than
That's
the
correct.
Place with the state
Wider
income tax.
Wider and newly paved.
And there's no gas tax about improving the roads, and yet the roads are much better, right, and here the roads are much worse. So maybe there's not a direct
okay,
correlation.
I'm willing to move away with you to another state.
Please. Also, with plywood, it makes me wonder with this Chauvin trial... if there's going to be a lot Ooh. Of political unrest.
Oh, so maybe they're jacking it up now so it doesn't look so obvious is what you're saying.
Well, there's got to be a run on plywood.
There always is.
If you're dealing with a verdict that's going to come in the next week, right, and a lot of people taking to the streets and throwing a lot of shit at a lot of windows, right, then people are going to be needing some plywood.
This might be an opportune time for us to start our next song. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me because I'm your brother.
Yeah, Taking It to the Streets.
That's right, you see?
By the great Doobie Brothers.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, but
so
do you think it's that or
plywood?
Well, it's literally $67. I bought two sheets of 5/8 plywood, 4x8 CDX. For $64 with tax, $67.
That's not a Home Depot.
No, right? That was at you know, my lumber guy.
That's lumber yard.
But
prices.
It's not that much different. It was maybe four bucks more. That's it.
I'm happy to say, like I always said this about politicians when they were like, he doesn't even know what a quart of milk costs. I'm
right.
Like, good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want the guy doing? Hanging out at the Circle K?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
A handful of change?
Right.
I do not know what a sheet of plywood costs these days.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I'm happy to say.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also because fuel prices are so much higher and that stuff's got to get trucked in from Portland or some or Oregon somewhere.
And then I tried to order this umbrella fabric for one of my clients' outdoor things that I made, another one of those beds, and that shit took, you know, 4 months to come off of the freighter from, you know, when the Suez Canal was,
yeah.
They couldn't get any of the stuff from, you know, the textiles wouldn't show up.
Trickle down economics,
right?
Everybody.
Yeah. Anyway, so, we're on the mend. It's coming around. Everything's up more. I do have estimates and bids that I have to revise because I did them 2-3 months ago, gave them to a client, and I can't do them for
that
the price
skateboard
now.
Skateboard ramp's going to cost 27%
yeah.
more.
That's
now.
Exactly right. Yeah, man.
Is it? What are you doing with the plywood?
Well, so we did.
You got 5/8?
What's that?
5/8?
Yeah.
Who buys 5/8?
I bought it just because it was cheaper than 3/4, and I didn't need it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because everyone's either 3/4 or half.
No, I was just facing a wall because they're hanging these 9 TVs, and I wanted them to have something to screw into.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to spend $77 for 3/4 plywood.
Uh-huh. So you are basically shear walling a wall.
Correct.
To give some mounting surface.
Mounting capability for 9 different televisions in a configuration that's going to be a uniform. Wall of video monitors.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What are you putting the ply up with?
Just screwing it in with deck screws, which I've come to love. They're almost my go-to, you know, the ones that have the different colors. There's the cedar color, the redwood mm-hmm. color. I don't know the brand, but God, I love them.
Star drive.
Yeah.
Star.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, one of the happy offshoots to screwing everything now versus when we used to just nail the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
I find out about 26% of the stuff I do needs to be undone.
True.
At some point.
It's
so much easier to just back it out.
That's very true. You know, because you nail stuff with a nail gun, it takes literally a quarter of the time. You screw it up, it takes 3 hours to get everything disassembled.
Yeah, but that nail gun, especially into that ply, you'd get the 8-penny sinkers and get happy, pap, 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 with the nail gun, and those things would sink home.
That's true.
And if shit needed to be undone,
done.
Cat's paw, be damned, man.
Cut it out.
It was a lot of work to get that stuff back out of there.
That's right.
All right, Troy is 49. He's from San Jose. He's putting in a home gym. No, a type of
Troy's
flooring.
Gonna get, he's going to get jacked is what he's going to do with this new gym.
Troy, 49.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, guy.
Troy.
Yeah.
Hey, guy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm a big fan. I can't believe I'm on the radio with you right now or on your podcast.
Well, good to have you aboard.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening for like 20-plus years. So,
thanks.
Yeah, we're putting in a garage gym, and we wanted to know, like, what kind of flooring to put in. We were thinking about doing, like, an epoxy flooring. Just wanted to know if it, like, would give off too many, like, gases and fumes and stuff, or maybe do like wood flooring or something like that.
How about a gym floor? How about when those kind of snap
like those,
together
those snap mats? Those are pretty great.
That's good. What like would you stay away from like cork flooring or the wood flooring? Would it warp like with the moisture and everything?
Well, if you're gonna be on the grade and you have, you know, any of these flooring systems, you're going to want to make sure that you're always comfortable with your dumbbell and barbell rolling down toward the door because it's not going to be flat and level. It'll be pitched because it's a garage. So if you did want to do like a wood floor, you may want to do a subfloor that's level. But then you're getting into like I'm converting the floor of my garage, and it's more difficult to remove if I want to go back to a garage. So you got to kind of think about what are you going to do in the space? How long will it be a gym, and are you committed to doing a new floor that's level?
Yeah, we're committed to doing that. We're going to move forward with that. So
what are you going to do with the garage door?
That's a good question. We're just going to leave the garage door that we have there already.
So to me, one of the decisions I'm making is what am I doing with the garage door?
Right.
Because if I'm going to eliminate the garage door and stud it in and stucco the outside and drywall the inside, then I'm going with the subfloor.
Correct.
If I'm leaving the garage door, I may not want to commit to the subfloor. So the subfloor is going to be at its highest when it gets to the garage door.
That's right. Now, if you keep the garage door, though, and you use just the amount of space that it goes back when it's up and then throw the wall there so it can be a storage space in the front and then the back half can be a finished room, that saves a tremendous amount of time and money, and then you get the best of both worlds, basically.
So a storage.
Storage the
front half.
The garage
door is going to stop about, seven feet from
yeah,
the, six
that's
feet
right.
from the.
So depending on how deep the garage is, if you could use a smaller room for the gym and then have the front be storage, you would not have to worry about insulation. You'd have a nice wall that was a room. You could level the floor. It would be like a really good conditioned room.
Well, I like the subfloor notion. So let's give you both. All right. So here's the deal. If you're doing the subfloor, meaning you're going to put the sleepers on the slab and
you have to rip those 2x4s to a point where you're finding level, right? So they're going to be slightly triangular as they go from, you know, the highest part of the grade down to the deepest part of the grade, right?
Well,
that's important.
That's a tough cut sometimes, because sometimes it's higher on the edges and higher in the back.
Yeah.
Do you do the treated? Always go with a treated 2x4.
Yeah.
Do you do it flat and shim it as you go, or do you cut that bevel on it?
I just did two rooms like this, and I did flat, and I did tar paper, you know, paper first, waterproof paper. Then I did the 2x4s. Sometimes I've used 2x6s because the grade is pretty extreme. And I go from, you know, an inch and a half out to the basically the 3.5 inches it ends up roughly being. And then I
throw
5.5. And then I throw that rigid foam insulation in the bays with then the plywood top. And then it really feels like a insulated room. It's kind of amazing. But you can't have the assumption that the garage door will ever provide soundproofing or weatherproofing, because it's literally like there's a big hole in the front of the structure.
And then, so if you're going to go with just something on top of the slab, I think I would just get the snap together kind of quarter inch thick foam gym floor,
right.
You know, and
that
just
heavy,
snap it together.
Dense rubber so you
right.
can drop weights on it and they
right.
won't clank, right?
Yeah. What do you think, Troy?
That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Well, which one are you going with?
I'm going to go with the rubber flooring. I think that'll work.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I would I don't know if they probably make a perimeter for that has
I
a
bet.
Straight cut edge,
yeah.
right? So you could do a perimeter, maybe even a different color.
You could also just do your paint or epoxy floor treatment around the perimeter, like, you know, a foot and a half in from the corners of the room. You know, so you don't have to do the whole thing and then put the floor on top of that.
Yeah, but see, Gary, on the snap together foam or rubber gym floors, they must have an edge that has a straight cut versus finger joints or dovetail joints, which
Absolutely.
They use in
yeah,
the body
yeah, like
of it.
Like a trim piece almost.
You do
yeah.
that. You could also buy different vinyl baseboard, different colors, and
right.
finish that off along it. That's probably the cheapest.
Make sure you get a Power Tool Girl calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
required.
Yep.
Yeah, go with Miss Makita. Not Mrs. Makita.
No,
she had
no,
a black eye and was
did.
Pregnant.
Well, she was pregnant. She was addicted to the pain meds.
Thanks, Troy. All right, let me tell you about 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, be the golden child. Order mom's bouquet early from 1-800-Flowers.com right now. 36 sorbet roses are just $36. Not your average roses either. 1-800-Flowers sent over a bouquet, and these things are beautiful. I'm surprised how well they travel, but they travel so well. They're ready to go right out of the box, and they last a long time. So I'm going to send mine out to my mom because she did a fair to middling job with me. I mean, I landed on my feet. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Picking an early delivery date ensures that your bouquet will arrive in time to make Mom's Day special. 36 sorbet roses, $36. Just amazing. Prices will go up soon. Hurry, order before Friday. It is 1-800-Flowers. Right, man?
Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 36 sorbet roses for $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code ACE. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code ACE. Hurry, offer expires Friday.
All right, so you just leveled the floor.
Yeah.
You did your runners. You cut them. How do you cut them when you cut that angle? You doing it with a circular saw?
Doing it with a circular saw, yeah.
Are you using each half?
Yes. Well, sometimes, no, a lot of times you can't.
Right.
And you're right about the perimeter, you know, sags and flows in different areas. So there was a lot of times I was scribing too,
mm-hmm.
and just using string line as my level.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a nightmare pain in the ass, but ultimately it works great.
It seems to me if you really want to do it right, you get one of those spinning laser levels, right?
That's right.
And you just set that mark all the way around the room.
And the problem with those, though, is sometimes the lowest point of those levels isn't low enough to get to the zero on your floor, right?
Right.
So that's why I went with string most mm-hmm. of the time.
Yeah. So what you'd have to do is, if it's 4 inches up, measure from where the line
Correct.
Is spinning on the wall and deduct the
that's
4 inches.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Go down that way.
And then I would drill through the top of the pressure treated with the blue screws and just go right into the slab.
Yeah. Still feel like I might lay them flat and shim the shit out of everything.
Maybe.
And put the screws, yeah. put the tapcons through them. All right.
I might agree with you after doing two of them. I might try that next time, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's really because of the compound problem.
That's right.
Because it's higher on the sides
right.
and the back. If you could just cut one uniform run to go from the back to
right.
the front, it would make sense to do the bevel.
But if it's
different on the edges, now we're getting into a compound issue.
All right. World of hurt.
We got a question, Matt?
Yes, we do. We got a video question. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the videos. And this one is from Peyton in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Ace, Strummer, get it on. Have a structural and philosophical question for you.
Uh-oh.
Structural question is about this play gym that I got for my son. Got it off Amazon. We know people with the same brand and they seem happy with it. But structurally, I was thinking, got this A-frame here on this side. The left side looks pretty good.
Swing set.
Swing crossbar goes over. And that swing crossbar connects into this 2x right here. The whole thing's made out of like an engineered cedar or something. That 2x connects only into this thin 1x here and down here. And you can see the connection points on the inside there. And that's really it. So I was wondering if you think that this thing is structurally sound enough for two kids swinging on it. My son's now 35, 40 pounds, but we'll get bigger. And wondering if anything I should be doing on this, and if so, what? My philosophical question, do you think lumber marketing is indicative of our overall societal decline? What was once a true 2x4, true 1x4, has been shaved down bit by bit by bit, all to increase lumber returns a few percentage points bit by bit by bit. But it's still marketed as 1x4, 2x4. I find that troublesome. Would love your thoughts. Thanks a lot.
I love this guy.
Me too.
We've discussed this. The decline of Western civilization, 100%.
And the decline of plywood thickness.
That's exactly right. What's the thing for the 16ths, for the three-quarter? What do they call it?
I think three-quarters 24-30 seconds 24, or something, 30 or 22-30 yeah, seconds.
Something like that, where you're just like, come on, man, where's the three-quarter?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you buy 5/8, I'm holding my fingers up in air quotes, you're essentially just buying a healthy half-inch ply.
That's right.
As
for
we used to know
for $67.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the way the world works.
Right.
This is the way taxes work. This is the way the aforementioned gas prices work.
Right.
It's just a little ratcheting up.
We're just getting dinged as we go.
Yeah. As far as the structural integrity of the swing set, I guarantee that that thing was vetted, because otherwise there'd be massive lawsuits if that top thing was snapping and hitting the kids in the head, you know. So I would think that that thing has a URL.
Is it a Chinese manufacturer, though? That could be a problem with that.
Oh, possibly. I'm saying URL, but what I mean is Underwriters Lab, what is that? What is the acronym for the Underwriters Lab? Maybe it's just UL. The point is
UL.
UL, just the UL. So the Underwriter Lab, if you're not going to just sell a toaster oven before it gets tested, because if it catches on fire, then we got an issue. So the Underwriters Lab will check everything. I don't know if they do kids swing sets.
But do they do the new frontier of Amazon purchases that are coming from companies that we have no idea where they're from?
I think they do Underwriters Laboratories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that is URL.
No,
because writer is spelled with a W.
Oh, that's what was screwing me up. Underwriters
UL
Laboratories.
UL. Use.
All right. So
I feel a little concerned about that after he pointed it out, actually.
Well,
because we have it's downward pendulum pressure,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know for a fact that my kids, because I had one of these for my own kids, and they've all grown up, and then I see them now where they're sitting on it, but the girlfriend's straddling the swing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're smoking the pot, and they're swinging gently back and forth. That could be a fractured coccyx, as my friend that had the lisp used to say.
Well, I will say that probably like Amazon, you can sell cars in the United States that were manufactured in Korea, but they still need to have airbags and 5-mile-an-hour bumpers in order to be sold here to Americans. So I would imagine there's something like that with the swing set. So I
bet it says that it only weight up to a certain pound.
That's what it says.
That's how they get out of being sued by people like me who have their coccyx broken.
Right. So there's probably that. I would assume that it was
Hi, Guy.
I would assume that it's engineered enough for that guy. Now, again, later.
Could there be a new permanent button on our show whenever we need it?
Sure. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all right. Made for me to laugh. Later on when he's dating his plus-size model and they're out smoking weed
in high school. Speaking of plus-size models, did you see David Hasselhoff's fancy daughter is now on the cover of some magazine,
the one that
told him to eat the hamburger?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's a big, big step for mankind. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, not me, but okay. To me, it's right up there with the dude who's in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model now. It's like, all right, call me old fashioned.
But I like real girls.
Yeah. No, I don't like real girls.
Yes, there it is.
She's real.
That's real.
I'm not into real.
I miss that, doggone it.
So anyway.
Proud of her.
So I would say structurally you're probably fine. I was going to try to bulk it up, use your imagination, but I don't think that's necessary.
It's got that screw with the, you know how they put that little, it's sort of a built-in receptacle nut with a flat washer all as one unit.
We call that a blind screw.
Is that what it is? Blind screw?
We called it a blind screw. Like when you take we used to do it where it's got the nut welded onto the backing plate.
Right.
The backing plate has a couple teeth in it, so, it doesn't spin
twist,
out.
Right.
And you sink that into the wood, and then you can do a male-female type screw situation there.
Yeah,
That's what that looks like, a blind screw. But I think they call them something else. I'd be curious.
Visually impaired screw.
Yeah, right.
I used to use those when I built crates, when I used to build I used to build displays for like conventions and stuff.
Oh,
and
did?
We would crate them up. Well, if you think about a crate,
yeah,
you know, you want to reuse it. You don't want to just keep pulling it apart with nails and then nailing it back together.
You mean like when they do trade shows, you would make the booths and the, you know, all that?
Yeah, I used to make the booths.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I had to make them lightweight.
Have you done a fair amount of those appearances at trade shows?
I've done zero, but my booths appeared quite often.
I used to do a ton of those appearances at the shows where they'd be at the home improvement convention and then come see the guy from the show. And they'd sit in an audience and you'd kind of do your bit, you know. And
I have done some of those as it pertained to automotive stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
but
right.
I've never done anything like that as it pertained to the woodworking.
A lot of showing people
Stromer
how to use screw
and his
guns.
Dolphin shorts. Got his leg propped up on a cooler.
Yeah, who wants to shave this is what I used to say.
Signing autographs on the lady's back.
That's it.
Giving him the riff. Oh, that bra strap's kind of in the way.
Let's try these tin snips. Anybody know what these are? Clip, take them off. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's what I do.
Yeah, take that bra faster than Fonzie. All right, Stromer. Get your spot.
Well, folks, listen, I just received this incredible box in the mail. It was insane what happened, right? It was this thing called Sunday. So spring's here. It's time to get your lawn on track, okay? Customized lawn plans that work with nature. It's called Sunday. They take out the guesswork, the unwanted chemicals, so you can grow beautiful lawns that are better for people, pets, and the planet. All you have to do is go to GetSunday.com. Go to GetSunday.com. Put in your home address. And their free lawn analysis tool will take care of the rest. In just seconds with soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan. Basically what they do is they send you a box full of products, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a coring device. You go into the soil about 5 inches down. You pull it out in 3 different locations. You send that in a baggie back to Sunday. They analyze your soil, and then they can literally do a custom prescription for what your lawn is missing and needs. And
perfect.
It's very, very simple the way it works. Everything is sent straight to your door right when you need it. One more time, just go to GetSunday.com. That's GetSunday.com, Matt.
Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/ACE to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/ACE.
All right. Well, John, 34, from Los Angeles, has two separate door questions, so he jumps right to the top of the list. John?
Hi, Guy. I am calling because it's more of an ace on the apartment complex in that my dog barks at the hallway door that slams about 20 feet from my place, and I have done various things. All the way up to removing the door handle, and then I got my wrist slapped by the HOA. And at this point, I just need something to quiet that hard slamming door.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about a fire door, and we're talking about a pneumatic closer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and I think the HOA needs to be addressed, too, because it could be the great socialist nightmare movement of the 20th century.
Well, I knew that would get us off target here, but yes.
All right. So what you have is you have a solid core door because it's got a burn rating on it and it's got a pneumatic closer. And no one has ever worked out the pneumatic closer so that it just closes that last 3 inches whisper soft.
No.
It just opens and then boom.
Yeah.
And it's hitting a timely metal jam.
That's right.
Probably has metal stud in there because it's from the staircase, you know, into the hall or whatever.
And it reverberates up and down the stairwell.
It's a kabunk. Yeah. And I can always test a human being. I did this with my son on the road the other day, which is, we walked into the hotel room. I hate it. I always grab the door before it kabunks because other people are sleeping or it's late or it's early and I'm catching a flight. You can always tell the person by the person that pushes the door open and just walks in the room and lets it kabunk behind them. My son reached around and grabbed it and gently shut it.
Fine morals, that boy.
That's right. He's been coached.
That's sir.
So, now you wanted to take the handle off it?
I've done a multitude of different things. I legitimately just removed the handle, so it was just like a swinging door, and then I got in trouble.
Wait, you're saying the handle. You're talking about the pneumatic closer.
I would like to fix that because they're not letting me get rid of the handle.
Oh, he took away the handle so no one would use it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. And it's a handle. It's not a doorknob. It doesn't have a catch on it.
Yeah. That's correct. It's a handle.
I think you can tune up that pneumatic closer.
You might be able to. You could also throw in weather stripping around the timely jam. So at least when it hits,
it's there, but it's such a pittance, it doesn't do anything.
Well, do the neoprene one, you know, that's almost like wetsuit material.
Well, here's what I would say. Get a flathead screwdriver on the smaller side, not a big one, and show up there, you know, find when there's the least traffic, you know, Sunday morning or something,
right.
Or do it a little later so you don't wake people up or whatever. Then what happens is open the door, put the flathead screwdriver in the adjustment screw that you're going to find in on the end in the body of that pneumatic closer. I guarantee it'll be there. And so what happens is you open the door and you turn it a little one direction and it'll just go kabonk.
Right.
Turn it the other direction, it'll close super slowly. And if you get it right, it'll move at a decent sweep. And then as it gets to the last 3 inches, kind of slow down and shut quietly. But what I would do is I would just slow the whole thing down. No one's ever going to know because the people walking through just walk through it.
Right.
The Homeowners Association doesn't know if it takes a second and a half to close or 11 seconds to close.
Right.
You get it to 11 seconds, it's not going to do the big ka-chunk.
Right.
You don't, and whatever I'm talking about is not detectable by the human eye. Nobody's going to come by and go, hey, that screw, that flathead screw was facing it at 12:30, and now it's facing it at 8:45.
Unless you got a Mrs. Kravitz type on that HOA.
Always snooping around.
Very often people like that, aren't there?
Right, but I've seen seen enough episodes of Bewitched to know everyone thinks she's crazy because she's like, Dr. Bombay, he popped up. All right, it's enough day drinking for you. Yeah, come back in the house.
Yep.
Are you at?
Okay. Well,
are
that's
you at
perfect,
the,
Ace. That,
are you?
That's
wait a minute.
Work. That
you,
is going to work.
Are you at the place right now?
Yeah, I'm staring at it right now. I just can't reach the screw, but I'll get my stepladder and I'll work on it.
How tall are you, John? You should be able to get to that screw.
No, I don't have the screwdriver, the little guy that you asked for.
What do you have? Do you have one in the unit?
I do. I can. Here, I got it right here. Okay. Let me run out again.
Run out, find that little side screw, open the door all the way and let it go. And as you go, you can speed it up or slow it down with that side screw. That's what I know about pneumatic closers.
Right.
But again, they'll end up getting a little out of whack and speeding up a little. But if it's a standard type pneumatic closer...
Why don't we see if John can ultimately, if this doesn't work, get another one that he orders and replaces that actually has super fancy adjustment to it if this one doesn't.
That's oh, he just hung up. All right, maybe he'll call us back.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to work. Make sure it's the same color, but here's the other thing too.
Yeah.
John is not good enough to swap that thing out in a timely manner, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Of the door jams, meaning he's going to be working on that thing for half a day, and Mrs. Kravitz is definitely coming by.
Bringing a Jello salad up and down that stairwell.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's one thing I don't miss about the apartments and that type of living is that snoopy person always listening to where you're going.
I lived in an apartment for years on the beach, and there was a 17-story building, and you would have to just look at the people or talk to the people in the elevator whenever you were in there and engage socially with someone at all times. That was what bugged me about it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you can't just look down. because then you're rude.
Yeah.
And you have to go, how's the liver? How's the liver, Mrs. Jones? Oh, that's great. Okay, well, bye. You know, you have to do that all the time over and over.
But you're such a social butterfly. I think that'd be a plus for you, Stromer.
It's a little exhausting sometimes when you, sometimes you know, when you're drunk and you're in there with some lady that nobody knows. It's difficult.
You just want to brood and exude?
Brood with my leathers. That's all.
All right. Well, we'll see if John hits us back. But I can tell you, I'll tell you what. Let's have a little fun here.
Yeah.
Because my door's not working the way I'd like it to work here in the studio as I look at it. Gary, not Matt. Matt doesn't know what a screwdriver is. Matt's going to come back with a vodka and orange juice.
John is back.
John is back.
Johnny.
Go get a medium-sized flathead screwdriver from the back of the shop, and let's demonstrate this on
is real.
This
by the way,
door.
For our audience, this is real-time hydraulic adjustment.
That's right.
That's a whole other angle. No, this is a whole other angle of the pod.
No, that's right.
Real-time adjustment.
Just to clarify, I send someone out for orange juice before Gary gets back?
Okay, yeah, we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
All right, now, it says John's on line one, but I don't have line one lit up. Line two, John? No,
line three.
All right, yeah. That makes sense.
That's right.
John?
I'm sorry I lost you in the hallway there. My pneumatic door has a metal casing over it with no screws available. I'm sure I can remove it, but I dropped right when I was reaching up to take it off.
Right, so you got to snap that off. So use the heel of a dress shoe to get that thing off.
Heck yeah.
That's what do. Just one good whack with a loafer, and that thing's popping.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're going to have to use the same flathead screwdriver just to pop that cover off.
Right.
Then you're going to see just a little flush mounted.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of miraculous. A half turn of that thing completely changes the speed trajectory of that door.
Right.
So,
and if you're lucky, it won't really shut at all. It'll just stop before it goes into the jam, and then you're golden. That's
no
great.
Flathead screwdriver back there?
I found some medium Phillips head. There's no flathead.
Oh, but is there a 4-in-1?
Is there a...
Do you know what a 4-in-1 is?
I think I do. I did not find that. I literally...
And Matt's already...
Let me see what you got over there. I hate for Matt to have to run out to the car. There's no... I don't have a standard screwdriver back there.
No, there's a bunch of Allen wrenches, but almost all the tools were excised from this building and taken over to the car shop.
Really? Because they have 7,000 of every tool over there.
I know. It's vexing.
All right.
But Matt got his
Send
Matt
Ryan
shorts
to
on
make a
the
run
vodka.
Over there.
For
he's
the
going to fuck OJ. This up 10 ways to Sunday. But
you got it.
You need a 4-in screwdriver? What are we talking about? So confused.
4-in-1. Run the fuck. God damn it. The 4-in-1 is the one where you pop it out and flip it over and pop the other. It has
That's
a
right.
big Phillips, a small Phillips, a big flathead, and a small flathead.
Yeah.
Got to have one of those back there. Tell Rhino to run to the other shop and get a 4-in-1.
Yeah. Because we want this real time.
Or it could be just a
hydraulics to.
No, keep
fly.
Talking. I'm going to look at
All
this
right.
screw.
All right, yeah, take a look.
All right.
Yeah, so basically. The good news for everyone is that we have in our very own studio here a hydraulic closing device on a door. Adam's now examining it. He's thoroughly examining it, and I might even go as far as to say assessing it. He's looking at it. He's seeing it now. He's touching it. He's now looking for his place where the adjustment is. That's right. He's
Maybe
tapping.
It is a Phillips on this.
Might be a Phillips, he says. That reminds me of the great Wilson Phillips. How much do you miss them? Anyone? No? All right. Well, yeah, it's
we have Phillips right here. I can
it's exciting to see Adam do assessments. It's like watching a great brain surgeon looking at someone's cranium x-ray. It's fantastic.
Go slow.
Look at his. Yeah, ours closes slowly.
Thank you.
All right, he's been tooled up.
Sorry, I'm saying Phillips. I'm at Allen.
Oh boy,
that's what I meant.
We've got a tool issue here.
Let's go
now, did yours snap close though when it shut, or did it slowly close, Adam? Hold on, John.
Mine snapped shut.
Yeah, ours snapped shut, John. So we would also bother you as well if the rest of the building. Okay, here's Alan. So Matt ran in with Alan's. Now we've got four sizes. Adam picked one right off the bat. Which I'm assuming, is it right or wrong?
Oh, it's right.
Ooh, he got the right one. He's got a spatial perception sort of genius eye. Let's see what he's doing as he's going. He's opened the door like he just stopped the flow of the door. The swing of the door stopped because he put the Allen wrench in the slot and it stopped. Now he's tweaking it back a bit counterclockwise and it's slowly closing exactly as he said. Now it's taking literally 15 minutes. It's like it swings slowly and then it hits a certain point where it slams. That's the problem.
Caller John, I hope you're happy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Okay, good.
This is going to be good news for everybody because Eastman is not going to tell you to catch the door anymore.
No.
This is the win for everybody.
So it's going very, very slowly, like a quarter inch per half hour. It's like watching paint dry. Okay, now it closes on its own. Okay, so what did you do?
There's two adjustments,
John.
One is more the...
Okay.
So you do the first swing, but it's the same Allen screw?
I use an upper and a lower. I slowed the whole thing down.
Okay, so the whole process is slowed down. Now it's taking a long time to close from the open position. Then there's a second adjustment from where...
No more noise.
Did you see that?
Fucking A.
Well done, guys.
Very nice. So that's our first segment of real-time hydraulic adjustment on the pod. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That needs to be a YouTube video because there are millions of people that would be saved from their dogs by this, for sure.
Yeah.
It is. Thanks, John. Get back to us on how this works. Now, remember, this is a fire code. The thing needs to close.
Yes.
It's just what happens is they sweep slowly for the first three quarters of the sweep, and then for the last 14 inches, they just let go, and that's where you get all the slam.
Yeah. Let me just interject.
How much a quarter turn did it completely change that?
Unbelievable. But let me interject something. Mm. Two things happened. Number one, Adam picked the exact right size Allen wrench without even having a try.
It's dark up there.
It's dark. He picked the right one out of four choices from our own Matt Fondelier. Second of all, he diagnosed that problem in what, 5 seconds?
Jesus, man. When am I going to? Stromer, what I'm going to do a spot here. Go up and look at those Allen holes and tell me if you can even see what size anything is. First, I'll tell you about Policy Genius. Springtime. They're literally... time to get your house in order. Revisit your home and auto insurance with Policy Genius. They have saved reshoppers up to $1,055 a year on home and auto coverage. First, head to policygenius.com. Answer a few quick questions about yourself and your policy. Then Policy Genius compares rates from America's top insurers, from Progressive to Allstate, to find the lowest quotes. They'll look to maximize savings, including bundling home and auto policies. If Policy Genius finds a better rate than you're paying right now, they will switch you over for free. 5-star rating across over thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. It is Policy Genius, right, Matt?
While you're gearing up for spring cleaning, don't forget to dust off your home and auto insurance policies with Policy Genius. Reshop your rates and you can save up to $1,055. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Stromer, when you looked up the amount of clothes,
I had no idea. I couldn't see
it. It's a black hole.
You just guessed. And I, by the way, I learned something because I didn't know that those things had two adjustments.
First off, they make a million different ones. Right. The ones from back in the day had the one set screw and you could just with the flathead. Now this is a more modern one. It has two.
Yeah.
I could probably off the air work it out a little better, but we were having a problem in this studio, which is someone would leave during the show, drop off some papers or run out or something. I was getting the big ka-chunk on the door.
Yeah.
So now we just solved that problem.
Perfect.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Rob's got it from San Carlos, has a cabinetry question about covering a large opening. San Carlos, California?
Yeah, it's the hometown of Bald Brian.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, in the Partridge family, they're from San Pueblo, California,
right.
I think. I've got to look into
that.
But
where's Jerry from?
All right. Huh?
Jerry, where was he from? Did we know? Or was he just a Hollywood agent? Wasn't that his name, Jerry, agent?
Oh, that was Reuben.
Reuben Kincaid. Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Come on, Strong.
Sorry. Jeez.
Go ahead, Rob.
No worries. So I did this project where I reconditioned an old record cabinet into an outdoor bar. It looks really nice, but the back of this record cabinet is completely open, and I want to be able to seal it up, but I don't want to put doors on it because it'll look bad and it'll mess with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to cover like a 35-inch by 24-inch opening that I want to be outdoors?
You want to cover? You just want to cover it.
Is it the back of a cabinet almost? So you want it to be a closed cabinet?
Yeah, because it used to be indoors for 70 years against the wall, so it was completely wide open, so you could put like wires back and forth to speakers. Yeah. But now it's a bar, and I have glasses and bottles of booze in the back, and I want to be able to seal it from the elements just a little bit.
Would you want
outdoors?
How about like pressure treated plywood, quarter inch ply?
Well, no, because the barkeeper needs to get back there. So I'm trying to look for something like a cloth that you could put grommets on and have it hold it up. I don't know. I'm kind of out of ideas, and I'm an accountant, so I don't know.
All right. How much depth room do you have back there? It's just a square opening, right?
It's just exactly. Yeah.
And the bartender wants to stand back there, and he wants to get down and access what's over there, right?
Yep. But I'm only going to have parties post-COVID maybe once a week or once a month, and the rest of the time you're going to have leaf blowers going around blowing stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to just try to cover it up when I'm not using it.
I am. Oh, so you want to be able to pop out what's in there?
Exactly. But I don't want it to be like so, you know, get a screw gun out to take it off. I was just trying to think of like what's the best way to like hook or cover it with like, you know, some kind of canvas or something.
Yeah.
When you're not using it.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about a piece of 1/8-inch, 3/16 plexi. I'm thinking about a piece of plastic. And I'm thinking about a piece of plastic that you're going to have to cut to drop in there. Make sure that thing is square that thing up first, man. Square it up. Put a framing square inside of it and rack it and figure it out so that it's square, right? Then take your measurements, cut the plexi, cut the line off. I mean, it's best to do it on a table saw. It's probably pretty easy to cut the plexi that way. Then you're going to have to add in all four corners inside, and I would say inside, probably go in about a half inch, a little stop.
Right.
And they'll glue on a little piece of wood stop or something. And then as far as the plexi goes, you could take a couple of those button handles that they put on the phones and just put one on each side or one in the middle so you could pop it out and pop it back.
Yeah. Gotcha. And have maybe one side of it pivot of those holders so that way you can pull it in and out.
Yeah, or you can do magnet plus minus magnets on either side.
Yeah,
Velcro.
I let's just do gravity. I feel like you just do gravity here. I would just put those.
Gotcha. So make a footing or something.
Well,
what's going to hold the gravity? Sorry, remember I'm an accountant.
Yeah. So. You have a square opening, a rectangular opening in the back of this cabinet, right?
Yep.
You make sure that opening is square. You cut a piece of plexi that's a little smaller so it'll drop in. You have to put stops in the corners so that it'll go in and stop. Once it goes in half an inch and stops, it's just going to be there. I don't feel like you have to anchor it or hold it down or do anything. It'll stay in place. You're not asking it to do anything. Then I would.
No.
I would. Then the question is, how do you get it out? Well, you get it out by putting your hand through the opening in the front, just pushing on it, having it fall out when it's time to throw the party. That's probably how I'd do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You could drill a hole in it and put a finger grab or something.
I'd do a finger hole in it.
But he's worried about dust or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not that deep, right?
I get thicker plexi, too. Don't get the really, the you know, 1/8-inch stuff. Go a little thicker so it's rigid.
So it doesn't bend too much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe 1/4-inch, 3/16.
You could also, throw a couple of those LED lights in there. So, you know, if it was opaque, it could turn into a light box, which would be badass, actually.
Thanks, Rob, from... Where were the Brady Bunch from? Sorry, where were the Partridge Family from? San Carlos or San something, California? I think they made it up. And then, does opaque mean no light passing through or some
light?
San Pueblo.
Fictional, right.
Said to be 40 miles from Napa.
Right.
Where's San Carlos?
It's up out in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
Look up opaque. I want the exact definition of that because I think I thought.
Also look up Reuben Kincaid. I just want to know where he's from.
I thought light passed
not
through.
Not transparent or translucent.
Translucent.
Impenetrable to light, not allowing light to pass through.
Oh, it doesn't pass through.
That's right.
Oh, good call, man.
Yeah.
So what would it be then? Translucent?
Something, but opaque. I used to think opaque was like a shower curtain
I
that you could see thing through, but
yep.
It's not.
Okay, good
everyone feels that
what
way.
Is it, though? What's the word? Translucent.
Translucent, transparent, those are opposite words. Clear.
But transparent is like what reading glasses are, and translucent is like what a shower curtain is,
I think
is,
translucent
right?
is the new word
that's
for,
what
for
you're,
the 2021.
That's
transparent
what,
is... allowing light to pass through so that objects can be seen distinctively and clearly.
Okay, right. That's not what we want.
We're
we
looking
want
for translucent.
Allowing light but not detailed shapes.
That's the one. What we want.
But opaque shall never be used again.
Thanks.
Improperly. Thank you.
Until later this evening.
That's correct. When I talk to my honey. I say, girl, bring that opaque.
All right, last one. James, 52, Tustin.
Hey, hello. I'm so excited to get to speak to you guys and be on the show.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
So I have a plumbing issue with my shower that I feel is over my head to figure out what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'd really appreciate some advice from the experts, please.
All right.
So for the past few months, when I turn the shower on to maximum hot water, once the hot water starts coming through, I get this really odd sort of squeezing sound. It's similar to, say, the Bee Gees warming up before a concert, or maybe like a really super hot 21-year-old stripper getting tipped to 50. It lasts for
I know that sound.
Why would you want that to go away is the question. If I'm naked and I'm in
That's
the shower.
Right. I know that sound. That's like Pavlovian right
mm-hmm.
there. Please, continue.
Is this because the hot water and the expansion of the hot water? I'm trying to think. There's a lot of pipes do some squealing and right.
Like that.
And
That's it. And if you turn the temperature down, it goes away. So I have lukewarm showers without 21-year-old strippers, unfortunately.
Right. And then don't forget that there is a distinction between the wee and the yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a total difference. Anyway, go ahead.
I know what's going on. Look, I have one fix for this because I don't think we're going to get in the walls and we're not going to strap things down and we're not going to, you know, I don't want to open that can of worms.
No.
Shower heads.
Ooh, yeah.
They need to be cleaned periodically.
Well, you're talking about lime, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And you need to take off that shower head. Does it have the rubber nipple variety?
Yes, multiple rubber nipples.
Okay, so those are made to try to be sort of self-cleaning, which is the calcium and the lime break through and go into the rubber nipple.
If you turn the handle so that it retracts and comes forward, it self-cleans, right? That's what you mean?
I don't know that it retracts and comes forward.
Is it one of those, James? Where you can adjust the flow on the head itself?
Yeah, unfortunately, unadjustable nipples on my shower head.
Yes, yeah. I knew that.
That was my least favorite club in the 80s, the unadjustable nipple. I hated that place.
But with the $50 tip.
Yeah, that's right.
I would say take a large crescent wrench, take that shower head off, and put a pin or a toothpick or an awl or something through all the little nipple heads, blow the thing out, soak it in clear. And or
even,
make sure
even
the,
the lime away works great.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Soak in that stuff, blow it out, put it back on, and see if that doesn't help with the problem. If that doesn't help with the problem, I'm kind of out of ideas.
Now, Adam, let me ask you a question. Are you a proponent of removing the low-flow washer on shower heads to get more pressure.
I am. I also, James, once you pop the shower head off, I turn on the hot water without the shower head and see if it keeps singing. I'd be curious to see if it had anything to do with the shower head. Now, the shower head should be cleaned out anyway, so it's not going to be a waste of your time. If it keeps singing, it's got to have something to do with the valve.
Yeah.
And then we're getting into changing a valve, which I'd like to avoid.
Yes. And I'd also like you to consider potentially if when you take that off and it doesn't have the right pressure or feeling or it makes the noise again, please consider a new shower head that has more intensity to it so that you really get to wash the soap off you.
Definitely get to do that. And then if that doesn't do it, it's time to get the name and make and number of the valve and see about changing out the valve.
Correct.
That's all I got. Yeah. I don't know what to do with the pipe. What year's the house?
It's a 70, but they redid the bathroom maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
How high a temp is your water heater? Is it so hot that it's too hot if you put it all the way on hot?
No, I have it. So if it's all the way on hot, it's just about still bearable.
Okay, do all that stuff, James, with your Tustin accent.
Tustinian accent.
And report back to us.
Yeah,
I'm
let
curious
us know,
if any
James,
of that
we want
did
to know.
Anything. All yeah. right, tell us about Geico. Stromer.
Well, listen, my question is always to the folks. Do you own or do you rent your home? Well, sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Now, Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too. Why? Well, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Now visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right, May 7th, 8th, Appleton, Wisconsin, Skyline Comedy Club. Then we'll do a live pod at Jam in the Van out here in Los Angeles, May 22nd. June 18th, 19th, Golden, Colorado, Buffalo
yeah.
Rose.
Yeah.
Hell to the yeah. And July 3rd, Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh, that's great.
Coots,
I can't wait to hear
there.
What happens up there.
I'm looking forward to that one.
You're going
to
do some trapping, aren't you?
Heck to the yes.
To the yay.
I'm coming back.
With fur.
Lousy with pelts. We call them pelts. you go to amcorolla.com for all that. And you can check out our chassis channel on Pluto TV, channel 585 on Pluto TV. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for the newly minted Eric Stromer.
Sure, thank you. Welcome.
Saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.